Hello and welcome to the latest episode of Brand Pitch. This week I'm joined by Robert from Hockey Fit to talk about his hockey-centric fitness platform. If you want to see more episodes like this, be sure to like and subscribe. Leave a comment below of who you'd like to see interviewed next. This podcast is brought to you by the Boss F Hockey Club Patreon. For just £1 a month, you get early access to anything that we post, that's reviews and podcasts. You also get exclusive entries into giveaways, as well as some exclusive content that can only be found on Patreon.
Thank you for joining me. To start off, tell us a little bit about Hockey Fit.
So Hockey Fit is a hockey-specific fitness workout. It started as primarily just a workout for individual players to do in the back garden, for individual players to get a chance of possible success for something that they maybe didn't get access to, depending on what level you're at. And then as we went on, and that was something we did in lockdown, and after the first couple of months of lockdown, as we thought we were only going to be in lockdown for 6 weeks to a month, and then all of a sudden we found ourselves in lockdown for more time. So I would probably say that we've got a bit of success from that. So we take COVID as a positive on that part, is that we had a lot of time and we were able to get a kind of captive audience. Obviously a horrible time for everyone, but we were able to help a lot of hockey players with their mental health through that period. So the company's now progressed that we now work with coaches and players. So we do a system that we have where we have became a training academy, and we are now able to deliver our courses to teach a hockey coach how to then deliver fitness back to their players. And also the other side of the company is players can go onto the website, they can subscribe and they can get access to the workout area. And the workout areas are very bespoke because we are actually one of the few companies that deal with both players and goalkeepers. We have a different fitness area for both. As we know, goalkeepers require different fitness from players. So that's important to us that we deliver different aspects and tailor to them. That's currently what we do at the moment.
Okay. You've touched on it there that you have specific programs tailored to both players and goalkeepers. So what can players expect? I know you charge, I think it's £3 for the player membership. And it's the same for goalkeepers, correct?
So the subscription fee is actually £2.99 a week. But if you take it out on a monthly basis, it's £10. The reason we've done that is because we want to give two different options. For the sake of £3 a week, it's not an expensive. Hockey's a self-funded sport, so it's important to me that we're actually providing an affordable service to players of all different backgrounds, abilities, and because we have such a wide scope of going right across the world, depending where you are and what country you're in, funding can be different. So we want to basically provide that service at the lowest possible amount we can. So when we started the subscriptions, they started at £2.99 per week, and we are never changing that. So no matter how long or how much we add to that area, it's always going to be £2.99 a week. And that's going to be sustainable for as long as we can sustain it. With anything, prices do rise, but I'm going to hold it at that price for as long as I possibly can.
Okay. For that subscription, what do they gain access to?
Yeah, so the goalkeeper and the player area, there is several different workouts in there that all complement field hockey. The first one that you will come across is a multifunctional exercise workout where there's an element of, if you're a player, there's use of the stick. If you're a goalkeeper, there's maybe a chance to you still use the stick and maybe your hand pad, but without the rest of the kit on. Depends. We also say to keepers they can maybe use that workout with as much kit or as little kit as they want, because it changes the different movement patterns, so that's kind of personal preference. So you get a multifunctional workout, which is the first one we ever made, which was Hockey Fit, and that has now became Hockey Player and Hockey Keeper. So we play on the word hockey, we play on the word, we just add the next word to it, whatever it is, and that's kind of how we build Hockey Fit. I went, well, what is Hockey Fit? Hockey and fitness, okay, Hockey Fit. So we play on that word. So we also have, in each areas, we've got Hockey Flex. So this is something that we recently just developed. for me, when we first started, we knew the company was going to be all about growth and it was going to change as we go, because the more you grow as a company, the more you learn. Now, I always knew there should be something out there for players to keep fit, but I didn't maybe understand the scope of how big it could get. So for instance, we had lots of goalkeepers coming to us and saying, listen, I need to work on my flexibility. I need to work, is there any programs for this? Now, there is elements of flexibility in each of the multifunctional workouts, but for a better program, so to say, just for flexibility, a lot of keepers were interested in that. So what we did was we decided, okay, the flexibility that you use as a player will cover both a player and a keeper. So that workout is actually the same workout, but goes across both subscriptions. We also then have Hockey Co-op, because again, a lot of players were coming to us, and obviously keepers as well. One of the most important aspects is a strong core. So they were saying, well, what can we do for core? Now, with anything or any type of workout, you will always work your core no matter what exercise you're doing. But in people's brains, or someone who's maybe not a fitness expert, they automatically think, unless they're doing crunches, abs twists, they don't think they're working their core, but they will be. But people were asking for it. So if people ask for it and there's demand, we're going to put it in there. And also, it gives people a bit of a different interest of workout. It just means that they don't have to be doing that same hockey fit workout all week. They're getting a difference and a variation of different aspects of fitness. So we're trialing hockey strength at the moment. So that's with the use of dumbbells. And that's when we're trialing, just to see if the players and the keepers take to it. And it's, again, what we do is we put maybe different workouts in there that are specific to hockey with the different movements. And then we get the feedback back from our members and say, okay, what did you think of it? Did you like it? Did you not like it? What could be better about it? And that's how we adapt and progress. And the last part of the workouts, we have the resistance band workout. And it's a case of, again, this is going around the affordability aspect, that we are targeting players and keepers all over the world. Everyone might not have access to a gym. Some people might not like to go to the gym. So what we've did is we've provided them with a resistance band workout that they can still work on their muscular strength endurance for their hockey without having to visit a gym, with maybe the comfort of their own home. And mainly that resistance band costs what? You can probably get one for £5 down the local Aldi's or the Lidl if you want in Middle Isle. We all know that Middle Isle and Aldi's is dangerous. There's lots of so that's the kind of workout stuff. We then have what we call a hockey kitchen. So that actually started out as hockey food, but I didn't really like the name. And because we've grown as a company, the whole point of it is that we want to actually put out videos as well. So I wanted to make it like, when we do the videos, welcome to the hockey kitchen, and they can then watch us cooking videos and a bit of interaction. And I also think it's important with these websites that you have member interaction, because it's not like them just giving me money and me saying, okay, great, there's your workout program, go and do it. We want to actually have interaction, we want to communicate with the members, and we want to actually see their progress and also have fun with it, because playing hockey is all about having fun. The fitness side shouldn't be seen as something that's bad, it should be seen as something that's fun. So with the development of that side of the website, I thought, okay, why can't we have Hockey Kitchen? So we changed the name from Hockey Food to Hockey Kitchen, and we brought in a proper nutritionist. So I'm a personal trainer level 3. I've got my basic nutrition. I can advise people what to do when it comes to their diet. But for me, I think it's very important, regardless what aspect you're doing, that you always have someone who is. So I'm a personal trainer, and I can give advice on nutrition, but I can't actually prescribe nutrition. It's a responsibility. Now, within the industry, lots of personal trainers and people will happily give out nutritional information, and they just will class it as advice. But with our company, no matter what we're doing, no matter what level, we want people to be the highest kind of credibility to that. We want them to be certified so that we're giving out safe and effective practice, but also so that we're accountable and we hold that integrity as a fitness company. And so we hired in a nutritionist Mark Lacey. Mark Lacey is actually a previous friend to mine in the industry. Previous to HockeyFit, I've worked in the industry for 14 years. Mark used to work with me at another company. Just through some time, it just happened to be that Mark launched his own ebooks for nutrition. So with the Hockey Kitchen, I wanted to be able to offer really good nutritious meals and ones that hockey players were able to actually actively use or they would make. Because I think sometimes when you get nutrition, you get handed a nutrition book and it's like, yeah, okay, some sort of fancy meal, and you think, I'm never making that. So you try and make it and you make a kind of a your version of that meal. So what we wanted to do was provide good meals that people can actually make, are easy to follow, and they've got the ingredients list on there, and also it gives them the information of the proteins, carbs and fats, which is important, and also the calorific value. I think especially within hockey, as you're growing up in hockey, again, depending what club you're at or where you are, you don't really get access to this stuff and you don't really understand the meaning of nutrition, or the meaning of the word calorie. The thing about me is that I was actually at a club taking a fitness and I used the word calories and I got shot down big time because they didn't want the word calories to be told to people under 18 or it wasn't important about eating. And I was like, well, wait a minute here. The word calorie means energy. So if that hockey player is playing at a high performance level, then that's why we speak to them about calories. Now, if they're not there for that, then we don't, because it's, as kids, they should be eating and they should be getting as much fuel as possible. But I also personally, in my own opinion, I don't see a problem with teaching kids growing up within a sport how to eat properly. And actually, I think it's safer to let them understand the word calorie, because they should be knowing if they go onto the hockey pitch and burn off 600 calories, they have to be getting that 600 calories in and more to be able to go and partake in either more hockey that afternoon if they're playing double games, maybe if whatever they're doing during week and training. So, and I could talk about that all day. Maybe you can ask me later. But so that is the Hockey Kitchen. And that is, again, done with a nutritionist who is now an in-house nutritionist for the following year, right up until the end of 2023. And I'm pretty sure, I'm hoping he'll be with us next year as well, everything going well. We then have a really new, exciting part of the website, which is called Hockey Mind. And Hockey Mind, again, I met Ben Lawrence. So Hockey Mind was created by Ben Lawrence. Ben Lawrence is a behavioural change coach, and he works with lots of hockey players on their mindset, on their perspective of things. In his own business, he works with men in business who maybe don't understand how to lose weight or how to go between working long days and working keeping health with the family, etc. So originally, I came back from the Netherlands after I was in the Netherlands for a spell in my hockey. I came back and Ben contacted me, asking me what HockeyFit was. Now, at the time, he was working with 10 individuals across hockey, 10 men, to see if he could keep them in the game for longer, see if he could give them a different change of perspective of what they're not finished yet. Like, they're older athletes, but it doesn't mean just because they're older athletes or masters or older players, it doesn't mean they're finished. They can still play, they can still lose weight, etc., etc. So I, at that time, that was probably only a year into HockeyFit's journey. So I said to Ben, why don't we trial something? Why don't we use HockeyFit as the fitness aspect to your program? And you can then do the mindset, the coaching calls as part of your side of it, and I'll do the fitness side. So we did that over the space of 12 weeks, it was as simple as those guys got access to the workouts, the nutrition, and they got access to Ben, and we had a very successful program. I can't disclose anyone who was on that program, because it's confidential to them guys, but we had some substantial names on there, and they thoroughly enjoyed it as well, and we got some great feedback. But that also allowed me to develop kind of how the website goes now. Also, now from that, I then seen a over the time, I thought, okay, we've had all this time through COVID, and I've seen the value that Ben adds to the to not only the fitness industry, but I've seen the value that he adds to hockey players. And I thought, now that's something that we should be offering to players, and it's more the mental health side of things. So, yeah, it's about mental health, lifestyle, but the hockey mind is now about changing your perspective. So if you're a hockey player and maybe you've come up against some barriers in the pitch, you've got some barriers in your life, how do you get around that? How do you keep training? How do you get to the goals you want to get to? Stuff like that. So there's different positive affirmation steps in there. And that new hockey mind, I personally think we're one of the most successful programs we have. And it's something different again, because we are one of the only hockey companies to be providing that type of service. And that makes up your subscription areas.
Real all-round health, really, in this subscription. So you've got physical fitness, mental health, and the nutrition side of things. So really looking after people within that subscription. So diving into one of those aspects, you talked about Hockey Flex, the flexibility program that you've got that tailors for both goalkeepers and players. Obviously, hockey is very known for specific injuries, things like knee problems, lower back problems, shoulder alignment being thrown off because of the playing position. So is that just flexibility around hockey, or is it all-round flexibility?
So again, as much as I'm a personal trainer and I've got my flexibility certificates, I'm not totally like saying that I know everything about flexibility. So what I did was I brought in somebody else again from the industry who I've known for a long time. Her name is Sam Cunningham. She actually owns a company called Saku Pilates. And what we did was she obviously has got that benefit of knowing different stretches for different aspects that maybe as me as a hockey coach wouldn't know. And what me and Sam did was me and Sam sat down and watched a couple of games together. And we were discussing the type of movements that the players did, and maybe the different types of stretches we have to put into the programme, so that we're not just saying, here's a bog standard stretch. Like, do you know, because it's, again, it's about being specific. So, like you said, there's a lot of exercise in there that focuses on the lower back. The hamstring is probably the other one that we focus on as well. But also within the programme, when you do any programme, regardless if you're trying to target one specific area, you should be doing a programme that gives you an equilibrium so that you've got everything all around balanced. So we did take into account all the different hockey movements, but then what we did was we just merged it together with what a normal flexibility program looks like. So you're getting best of both worlds, where it's an all-round flexibility range class, but also you're getting the specific aspects for hockey. Now, the interesting part here was, if I look at the amount of people within hockey who actually stretch at the moment, it's not a lot, all right? And this is something that goes for a normal lifestyle as well. If you actually just turn around to people and say, see, before you go to the gym, do you do a warm-up? Some people will say, yeah, I jump on the treadmill for 5 minutes, or I jump on to the natural walker or something like that to warm up. And you ask them, how many stretches do you do? And I would probably say 99% answer is going to be, I don't stretch at the start. Now, you're stretching from what you do at the start to the end is a bit different. So when you're doing your warming up, things should be dynamic, and it should be about muscle activation and mobility around the joints. When you're doing your cooling down, that's when it becomes more static stretching, and you're trying to do developmental stuff. So you're developing the stretch, i.e. getting more flexibility within the muscle. Now, so that's where we thought, right, let's not make this so complicated, because again, in hockey, I think we always overcomplicate it as a coach. We think that everyone needs the highest standard of drill when, okay, wait a minute, some people can't pass the ball here properly, or if I take it into hockey terms, some people can't pass and connect the ball properly, or they're not very good spatial awareness if you're at a younger level, but you try and do too hard a drill. So keep it simple. Even sometimes when you go to the higher end of hockey, things are so complicated, and you're thinking, it doesn't have to be this complicated, because we don't even necessarily do that in a game. So why make it that complicated? So I said to Sam, I went, look, so I went to one of Sam's classes, right? So I went to a Pilates class, something I don't normally do. And I went to the Pilates class, and let's just say I wasn't as flexible as I thought I was. And I thought about myself, well, okay, I'm a personal trainer. I train 5 days a week for my hockey. I play at an okay level. And I thought to myself, I don't really stretch enough. So if I wasn't doing it and the people that we're trying to target or help weren't doing it at a high level, then why make our concept really difficult? So what at the moment, you might go into that and do the workout and think, yeah, this isn't that hard in terms of the flexibility. But the idea for me is the website launched in January 2023. And as we progress through the year, the workouts get more difficult. But we're starting at a base layer of fitness because most players that come to us are coming to us for a reason. They've not got that level of fitness yet. They want to get more flexible. So there's no point starting them at a high level. So all of our programs at the moment are really kind of that base layer product. And then as the quarters go in the year, we increase the workouts.
Okay, so going from that, with the grading system that you bring in, so you're saying it's going to progress over the year, is that going to then be retroactively available? So if someone was to join in the summer, they would start at kind of the grade one level of stuff and work their way up?
So basically we have... we've got an archive section, basically. So the way the website works is that every month, the first set, there's always two workouts on the website. And then, so whenever you join, you're getting the benefit of the two workouts that are there. So that'll be the one previous to the month before you and the one previous after. Now, what then happens is when you move on to the next month, that the workout for the previous month will drop off and go into the archive section. So regardless... if you join the summer, you can go into the archives and you can do any of the workouts previous to that. So it means you can you basically start from video one and work your way up, and that will be in the different sections. So you'll know what video one is to Hockey Fit, Hockey Flex, Hockey Strength, whatever that area is. So there is a natural progression to it, and that goes for the Hockey Mind stuff as well. Like, that's a natural progression. So even if you started in February now, you can go back to January's Hockey Mind and have that natural progression as well.
Okay, so when people join up, do they undertake any sort of fitness flexibility testing to see where they're going to land on that grading system? Or
so no, that's a good question. It's hard for me to tell people. Well, we could sit and say this is how fit you are. It comes down to kind of, I would say, a preference, a personal preference or a personal knowledge. I think we know, like. You could basically go into a flexibility program and that's too hard for me. But there's some people who could go into that and they're actually naturally flexible to it. Now, what I would say is, in a realistic world, if I had contact time with every single member, I would love to fitness test every single one of them. Now, what we do is, if you have to imagine, the website is, we've got lots of information on there already. We've got everything you possibly can have there, in my opinion, as well in fitness. So adding that in, it's not feasible for us at the moment in terms of monetary value. Like, we're working the website to the smallest amount of money possible and service to give forward. Now, yeah, we could put a gauge on there. Maybe a good idea. I might look at it now you've said it. But that's part of the whole growing aspect of the company. Like, you've said that to me and I've thought, well, I didn't actually think about that before, so I can put it on. Now, the difference is when we talk about the coaching side of things, all of our Hockey Fit coaches do have a fitness grade scale. So they will do fitness testing with their teams at their clubs. And that's a fitness testing sheet that we provide them in the coaching area. So that's where it's different. The company was obviously set up as a training academy. So the player and goalkeeper areas became not an afterthought, but just a service that we then obviously could provide. So they will grow as they come. But It's a good point. And this is something that I'm always happy about to do as a coach and a business owner. But I think, well, you know what? Yeah, I didn't think of that. So maybe I'll put it in there.
Happy to give the idea away. So progressing on. So you've got the Hockey Flex. You've got your workout. How many workouts do you provide in the band, the strength, the core per month?
So what happens is you get one of each per month. And I love this part because whenever I'm talking to someone about a... when you give it across, then they'll say things like, yeah, but I use, for the fitness company that I use outside away from hockey, like, I'll not say the names of it, I'm not a fan, but they're like, oh yeah, I use this fitness company and they've got 30 videos per workout. And I go, right, okay. I said, but you're training specific for hockey, right? So you're wanting those five workouts, and I always say to them, how many workouts do you do a week? So they might say, three, or maybe twice a week. And I say, okay. So I've provided you with five workouts there. Now, when we talk to the player or the keeper, there's a file that you click when you go into the website and you download. It's a weekly planner. So I tell them, I say, okay, I want you to take that weekly planner, print it off, and I want you to mark down exactly what workout you're going to do that week. And then I say to them, your training sessions count as a workout because you're on the pitch that night, you're running around maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours, that counts as a workout for your week. So if I just take, for instance, what I would train, I train a Tuesday and Thursday night. So on a Tuesday and a Thursday, that's 2 nights of my week are blanked off from my fitness, which means I only potentially have 3 days left before I play on a Saturday. So then I then look at my week and I plan my fitness out for that week. So my Sundays is always my rest day. So I would say, okay, Sunday's been my rest day. Monday, I'll start and do my hockey fit workout because the hardest workout we have, and that's the multifunctional, all-round, specific for me as a player. On the Tuesday, okay, maybe I've got time to do a workout before I go to train that night. Maybe I'll do something like hockey flex or hockey core, not something that's not too tasking, but it's something that's going to benefit me for when I get to train. Wednesday, I might do hockey strength because I'm still quite far away from the weekend, so it doesn't affect anything I do. Thursday, I'll be back training. And then on Friday, I'll maybe do another hockey flex, get a bit more flexibility, a bit more stretched off for the Saturday. And I say to people, well, how many workouts is that? Okay, it's four. Now, if they've done their four workouts and then they've got another 3 weeks left within that 4 weeks, then they're realistically only doing that workout three times or four times across the, depending on what system they use. And that's the way that's how we make the areas bespoke to the actual player. Because say, for instance, you came to me and said, well, I train twice a week, I work 95 every day, I don't have time to train on this and this, what can I do? So then I would advise you, okay, pick the two workouts that you enjoy to do or that you need to work on and add them into your month. And then you might find you might only do that, them workouts four times, and then the next month you get another, then the next one upgraded. So you don't need lots of workouts. It's not about, something's more interesting to do different workouts on the same aspect, but you don't need lots. And this is, again, keeping it basic. And also, it's about being accountable. And with our workout, we don't want to provide more because it's a progressive workout. So the one that you're doing this month will be slightly easier from next month. And it's that progressive stage. So you're actually training and progressing in your fitness.
Yeah, that all makes sense. I mean, the point of how often are you actually going to train is a real important factor when looking at these plans. So with that, you touched on something really interesting that I kind of want to ask you about. So you talked about maybe doing a hockey flex before training or a hockey core before training to loosen yourself up, prime yourself ready for training. Is that something that could be added into your program? So training day activation session, maybe it's a 10-15 minute video, yep, or a Sunday recovery flex session that's maybe a bit longer but is more targeted towards recovery.
I think everyone thinks that. So for instance, so let's cover off rest day first, right? If we have a rest day, everyone thinks that that means you do nothing, right? Now, so I've stopped calling it rest days. I call it active recovery days. And what we mean by that is you're active in recovery. So you're about 50% of what you would normally be exerting, that rate of exertion. So if people are maybe on a Saturday running on the field for however long they are on the pitch, the next day, you want to be going to walk to be active in recovery. Now, that is beneficial and helps loosen off the muscles, which helps reduce the lactic acid you're going to be producing. You obviously have to have your hydration as part of your recovery, et cetera, et cetera. There's more to it. But in layman's terms, it's basically getting you active and recovering while being active. I don't ever just do nothing in a day. I always have that active recovery. When you are a lot of players find it the day before, again, they don't do anything. Like, so I know a lot of players say it's Friday, yeah, I'm not doing anything today because I've got hockey tomorrow. And I kind of think to myself, yeah, you're just basically shutting your body down, in my opinion. I think you should be doing muscle activation the day before. Now, you're not doing anything really exerting, but you're still activating the muscle. There was a team that I coached before, and every Friday night we used to be in the gym on a Friday night. And that was all about muscle activation and getting ready for the Saturday, and we'd never had a problem with it. And I think it gets the players more focused, and also it's a tendency to teach players to do the correct things before the game, i.e. it's a Friday night, depending on what team you're coaching. Some of them might like to go out for a beer or maybe get distracted on a Friday night, the week's finished, so it can be a good tool and aid to actually provide discipline within your team as well?
No, I think we've all come across the player that likes a beer on a Friday night mm-hmm. and turns up and has a woeful game.
Yeah.
To use radio friendly language.
But I've got a rule when I coach, and even when I talk to my clients, because I also do one to one training with Hockey Fit as well. That's more of a bespoke package away from the website. But I always say to clients, there's nothing wrong with having a beer or having an alcoholic drink within your training program, but it must be on a Saturday night after your game, no questions asked. So I always say to them, Saturday morning, you're doing everything correct to your diet, you are training properly, you're hydrating properly, no alcohol, and a Saturday night, there you go, you've got your night. You're not doing anything Sunday, fine. So after you've played your game, go and have your hockey beers with your pals, go home and have the bottle of wine with your wife or whatever, and then Sunday you're back on that healthy train again. As a fitness professional, I think a lot of people say that, alcohol in excess is bad for you and you shouldn't have it, of course, right? But if we're being realistic and honest, those of us who play hockey, a lot of us enjoy going for a hockey beer after the game with our friends. A lot of us in real life just enjoy a beer or a glass of wine, and it's fine in moderation. But I would always say, as a fitness professional, yes, I know you're going to do it, so I'm not going to ban it, but do it at the right time, and that should be on the Saturday night if you're over 18.
So again, just to follow back onto a point, so you do one-to-one programs as well within Hockey Fit, but not through the website. Is that something that's going to later come onto the website as a thing you can add on to your membership?
Yeah, I think so. At the moment, I only work with 5 players a month. As you can imagine, the Hockey Fit is growing at an exceptionally fast rate. So there's lots of things to do, and I'm pretty much working on it 95 at the moment. So it's a case of, okay, where is my other time for these clients? So what I normally do is I have check-in calls on a Friday. So the way the personal training works is they basically get access to the website for free as long as they're working with me within the personal training roles. They get their program built from me through the week by use of the exercises from the website. They're pretty much paying for my time and the check-in time with me on the Friday, and they get to sit and we have a discussion, just kind of what we are doing now, across a call, and basically I'll ask them things about how your week went. If you didn't achieve your goals for this week, why didn't you achieve them? And we actually have proper discussions about why they didn't get to where they wanted to be. And generally, I let them give me the answers. I don't say, you didn't get us because of that. They turn around to me and say, well, you know, I didn't actually work out on Tuesday. I probably could have. Or I didn't follow my training program that well this week, so I didn't play well on Saturday. And I find out these wee different answers. And that, to a lot of people, is there's good value in that, because they get to sit and evaluate their week. And then obviously through the program, they're then getting as if they've actually got a fitness coach. So again, a lot of players at the club don't have a fitness coach. So you hear the magic words from your coach, fitness is in your own time. And then that coach never delivers to the players of how they're actually supposed to get fit. That's where something we can maybe talk about in a minute, but that's where I come in, is when coaches say that, that's why I'm here. I'm here to provide people with that fitness coach. And the best part is, because I'm an independent company, I'm independent to your club. It doesn't matter what's happening within the politics of your club or anything to do with a terms of if you want to be first team player, second team player. It's not up to me to decide what's happening inside the club. If that player comes to me and says, I want to be a first team player, how can I get there? I can help them in a physical capacity. And that's my remit, and that's what I do for them, and I help them move up the ranks. Now, I've actually worked with a lot of Masters players, and I have to say, it's not what I built Hockey Fit for. I'm happy to say it. I didn't think that a lot of Masters players would be interested in what we did. And then I soon realised, and my perspective changed, that a lot of these male and female players just want to stay in the game for longer. They just want to continue to play hockey. And then I started to understand that these players maybe need Hockey Fit a lot more than the younger players. Now, there will come a time when they may transition over or they see fitness being something they need. But generally, I've got a lot of Masters players, and at the moment, the five people that I work with a month are all Masters.
Yeah, so I know I've seen some of your hockey fit sessions being utilised through elite goalkeeping.
Yeah.
I know that Tony uses it, especially when he's doing the first warm-up and stuff like that. So I have seen it in action with younger players, but I think your point about Masters players maybe being more involved in wanting to maintain their fitness, their flexibility, and really giving mind to the program probably makes a bit more sense, as you've just said. So with that in mind, how does the hockey mind aspect that you talked about fit in with that that Masters youth player divide?
So it's interesting the way Ben does things. He speaks in such a manner that regardless who he's speaking to, you imagine it as you. Does that make sense? Right. So he's basically speaking to you in a way that as he's speaking, you are thinking about your own life or your own hockey career. So you kind of are making up a wee story in your head of what the problem is, if he maybe mentioned something that maybe gets you thinking. So it gets you thinking. And I think then you then develop that into your own life or aspect of what you do. And I think that's quite interesting. It's quite smart how he does it, which then allows that to be delivered across the board to all players. Now, problems are going to be different from a young player right through to an older player. There'll be a lot of similar problems, but maybe the biggest problem that youth players got is that they've got their exams that month. So they're stressed out with their exams. Maybe their time management isn't good, something like that. So part of the hockey mind can be as simple as what they've taken as their two tasks for that week, or that they're going to make sure they study 1 hour a day. Now, as much as we're a hockey company, we're about health and physical, mental fitness off the pitch as well. I always find as a coach, I've got a responsibility for my players on and off the field. So with Hockey Fit, we can be that coach off the field as well. And I think for young players, if we can add some sort of structure and discipline in their life through Hockey Mind, then that's a thumbs up to us. I'll take that. I think there's something we talk about in Hockey Mind, or when I work with my clients, is about small wins. Somebody that comes to Hockey Fit and maybe see if that young player manages to start to study 1 hour a day just as a result from Hockey Mind, I think we've done our job. It's a small win, but we've done our job. It doesn't always have to be the biggest win in the world, but to that young player, that might be a big win for them. And this is where everyone's different. And I think, especially in field hockey, we sometimes forget that not everybody wants what everyone else wants. So there's some players that maybe come to the field and play in your team that they're actually there to socialise. They're not that bothered about winning the league. They just, it's a game of hockey for them. Now, yeah, I get it. That then means that will maybe decide what squad they play in, but it's actually okay. You know, and I think some people get annoyed when someone isn't really that bothered about the league win or going up the cup, but it's actually okay. If they just want to play hockey and want to play in the squad they play in, then that's fine. Now, it changes things if you get to the first team and you've got someone who doesn't really care. That then causes a problem. But equally, it's okay for people to want to just play a game of hockey and not want to be the best hockey player in the world. When it comes to the Masters players, and we'll talk about Hockey Mind, I think for them, the whole dynamic changes because they've got more to think about. So for instance, the Masters hockey is self-funded for one. So they've got the worry of, can I afford it? That's one. Can I afford to do this? Because more likely than not, they've got kids to look after as well. They've got bills to pay, etc. So different things change. If we take it back to actual hockey, maybe some of them don't think they'll manage to get through it through having an injury, or what if I get injured, etc., etc. So I think the perspective there for them is that, and mainly for the Masters players, is a lot of them think, yeah, I'm nearly finished playing. But if they just implement the small steps that Ben provides from Hockey Mind and we provide in the physical aspect, then they actually might prolong that period of playing for, say, I don't know, it could be years. I strongly believe that if someone has a good fitness program, and for instance, maybe the flexibility program for Masters players, it actually helps them prolong their hockey time, because they're doing something they've never done. And that's why they're, maybe their bodies are getting a bit sore, because as we all know, as you get older, you have to get a bit sore. You don't bounce, the bounce back's not as quick, but there is still things that you can absolutely decide to do for yourself. And that's part of what Hockey Mind is saying. You don't have to be finished. And that's the part of it, that you're not finished yet. You've got time. You've actually got time. How many players have you met who are, I don't know, 35 and 40, and they go, that's me, I'm done. I'm finished. I'm done. But then if you look at it, look at Masters players. You've got Masters, I don't know, right up to 60, 70, 80. So, and these guys, some of them are doing an element of these extra things to keep them in the game.
No, and I think following on from that, there's a lot of elite level athletes who have, you know, accredited prioritizing recovery and flexibility and things that you've just talked about as giving them longevity in their career, that hockey as a not an elite sport because of the funding and the professional aspect being such a small group doesn't that kind of trickle down. So I think we've touched on where you started, how you've grown up until now. So let's talk about the future. Where do you want Hockey Fit to be in 12 months' time?
We've got at the moment, Hockey Fit obviously is based in the UK. We have people starting up Hockey Fit and moving it forward across South Africa. We also have the same in USA, and I'm now allowed to tell you that we're moving into Australia as well. So we've got Hockey Fit Australia, it's coming forward. Now, it's great that we've got it in all these countries and we've got people using it. Now, what I want to develop is have it in a more abundance of clubs. The whole idea with Hockey Fit is that you don't have to be an elite club to use it. It's not the point, because, yeah, okay, if elite clubs use it, they'll get a benefit from it because they're providing structure, they're getting physicality. Because they're more physical, they'll get more from the workout because they'll be able to go further and harder. They understand what it's like to train. The smaller clubs, we are giving them a chance of possible success. So the coach that gets that is basically able to go to our website and they're getting a full toolkit of how to keep their team fit, how to provide them with fitness, and they're getting that certification on their coaching CV as well. So for me, what my plan is now is I realistically, across the UK, want 80 qualified coaches and 80 different clubs. And I want the same across South Africa, USA, and Australia for starting. So by the end of this year, I would like to have 80 clubs in the UK using this, and the same across the different countries. And for me, Hockey Fit is just about getting out there across worldwide. I want countries that physically don't have the money to be pouring into personal training or pouring into certifications for the coaches. Our certificate for a coach is £180 for the certificate, and then they pay £10 a month to get all of their access. Now, that's generally the club that pays that for the coach. The coach isn't actually paying that either. And when you add that up to what you'd be paying for a personal training every year, every month, or putting players into the gym, etc., you're getting way back more money for your club. And also, the benefit to that is you never pay for your certificate again. So once that coach has a certificate, that's, you've paid the £180 off, and then it's only £10 a month for the rest of the time that person's at your club. So it's not like you pay £180 every season. Once you've got them certified, they're certified. You just pay your £9.99 for your licence. And also at the moment, for the first 100 coaches in any country, it's only £99. So the first 100 coaches they get in, which could be potentially this year for the first 80 clubs, could get it for £99, and then it's an even much bigger saving for them. And I think for the value that we provide to that, and we give, I think that's an absolute bargain. That's the reason I've done it. I'm very passionate about hockey, but I'm also passionate about people succeeding. And what I want to provide to the clubs is a service that they can provide back to their players, so that if they're not at elite level and they're not getting access, they do get access to this and they also get a chance.
That's all really interesting. I think it's a great platform with a lot of potential for growth going forward. So as a final question, we talked previously, you're moving Hockey Fit to a new office.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to see coming out of Hockey Fit going forward? Are we going to see kind of the hockey kitchen cookery, cooking instructional videos along with the workouts?
Yeah, so at the moment we've got, there is actually On there, there's a video that comes out of a video recipe, so you actually see the video of the recipe being cooked. So it does a walkthrough, talkthrough of the recipe. So there is a cooking video there. But I want to have a bit more fun with the business. So this was actually all started as a bit of fun, and then it transpired into a business 26 days later to when I started it, and I'm now coming up for 3 years. And I want to just have more fun with it, because I play hockey for fun, and I work in hockey. I've combined all my passions into one, and I find it really exciting when I work with clients. I love seeing people succeed, and I just want to have more fun, but I want to have more interaction. So I think doing a bit of a kind of cooking video, it might make people more inclined to jump on to that workshop and then cook with me face-to-face, or cook with Matt Lacey, a nutritionist. And it also then means we've got a sponsored athlete group as well. It means the sponsored athletes can come on and get involved. And everyone can just learn. And we're doing something that we love to do. And we're also then doing something that's going to benefit what we love to do as well. I think when we move into the new office, the idea is that with Hockey Fit growing, I've started to realise that I'm only one man. So the plan now is we are going to take on a self-employed manager for each country, and that a manager within each country will actually become, like, we call the manager, but they become the head coach, and they will run Hockey Fit in the country. So we're building it as individual businesses across the world. So like Hockey Fit USA, we're going to be hiring someone to be a self-employed manager. They'll make their money from training courses that are provided out there. They'll make their money as per what clubs come on. At the moment, I'm happy to be very honest, we can't offer like a full-time job role anywhere in these different countries, but hopefully it will lead to that. I'm hoping that that person comes on, they've got the same kind of vibe as me, they've got the same sort of passion for players, and they want to try and push Hockey Fit in that country. They come on with me, we get them set up, and then I'm happy if we get what we need back for that. I turn and say, okay, next year you're going to get X amount of money, that's going to be your salary. That's how I want to build it, and that's how I want to grow. I don't want to just be a couple of years tricks where we provide some service, get some money, and then disappear. I want to provide a service that is the longevity of fitness within field hockey, and I want to be a part of that across all different countries. And I'm hoping to bring people on and work with me as well. It's not just about me, it's about creating jobs in hockey. And I can also help coaches make extra money. And this is what the whole idea is behind it, is that coaches can come on, get a certificate, and then they can take fitness sessions at the club, as well as the skill sessions, which means the club's then more inclined to either pay them more to do them sessions, or they can be charging people within their club X amount of money to come to that fitness session, and they can make extra money as a coach. And I think as a coach, that's really important, because it means that then you get extra income from something that you love doing, and it's still involved in the hockey. So you don't just become a field hockey coach, you become a dual coach, the fitness hockey coach and a skills coach. So there's lots of scope for us, but and there's lots of things changing. And and inevitably, I think as we go, different things and exciting projects will come along. And something I'm happy to see on here is I'm happy to work with anyone. It doesn't matter if you are let's just take, for instance, a goalkeeping company, and you provide skills to your players, then if they don't do fitness, you don't have an element of fitness, then come and speak to us, because Hockey Fit is a training provider. We're not there to take over your brand, they're to work with your brand. So the message I want to get out to people is that we are never coming in saying, right, this is us, we are now in charge of this. No, we are basically saying, you are whatever company fueled by Hockey Fit on the fitness side. And I think it's an excellent platform for businesses to use as well, not only players and coaches.
Awesome. Thank you very much for your time. We'll wrap things up there.
Okay, buddy. Cheers.
I'd once again like to thank Robert for his time. You can find Hockey Fit at hockeyfit.co.uk.